Good morning and welcome back, folks. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whale, and glad you're here. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And our guest, who is unfortunately have to leave us here in this segment, wrapping up with him, Dan Bertrand Griffey. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, great.
It has been fantastic. You have just been amazing. And obviously, you know, you can't cram 30 years of research into any amount of hours, unfortunately, in one shot. But you've done a heck of a job. One of the things we left off with there with Dalton was about sort of the invasion of America. And I want to see if he has any more questions before we give out all your contact info and book info as well. Dalton, welcome back, sir.
Hey. I don't think he can. I still don't think he can hear me.
Well, it's okay. Just pass it on. I'll pass it on to him.
I can barely hear him. He was saying near the end, he was saying what he was saying in that segment, something about something that that's in there that people tend to gloss over, just blow right by without saying, but it's there. But I didn't really catch what he was saying.
Okay.
He was alluding to there.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's all I had.
All right, Dalton. Thank you. I'll let you listen offline there. Dan, he was saying, you know, one of the things you had said was that it's been glossed over sort of about how this whole thing is going to happen, and I assume you meant sort of how bad it's going to be.
Right. Well, one of the things that he was talking about is America is not the guts of the New World Order.
Yeah.
You know, the guts of the New World Order is found back in Europe. And America is just one of the arms.
I see.
You know, and then it's not all America. It's just the people that are ruling the corporations and the governments and the military and so forth. You know, the ruling part of the military, not the rank and file of the military. And these factions have got to be dealt with. They're not going to leave them just dangling because the oppression in the nations through communism, through Russia and Russia and in China and so forth, has been terrific, horrendous. You know, we have no idea how horrendous it's been. And they have got this goal, and they have been preparing for well over 100 years to do this.
Wow.
And so they're not going to leave anything in check to come back on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's nothing that can stop World War III, once it starts, there's nothing that stops it except God. And even though God starts it to chastise the nations,
yeah,
these people that, you know, Gog gets so arrogant that the Lord even turns and judges him. And this is dealt with very much in prophecy. And turns and judges him because of his arrogance and because of the forces. And there were certain things that they were allowed to do to the nations, and they go beyond that.
Wow.
And so judgment even falls upon them at the end.
It's an amazing thing, and I want to have you back whenever you can spare some additional time for us. But please give out all of your contact information, websites, phone numbers, book titles, where they're available, anything that you'd like.
Okay. The website is 2exodus.com. That's the number 2,
okay.
EXODUS.com. My phone number is 817-569-6444.
Okay.
All the other information would be on my website. So,
okay. Wonderful. And the books are available there through the website?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. World War III and Prophecy is the first book. The second one is entitled The Second Moses. And, Dan, do we know what the third one's going to be called?
Well, it's a working title.
Working title.
The book's practically finished, but the title's working. I believe it's going to be called Second Exodus.
Wow, fantastic.
Down to the sea.
Dan, God bless you and all of your hard work. You are just absolutely amazing.
Oh, God bless you.
I really appreciate you.
I appreciate this evening having me on.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, folks. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Final hour home stretch, and we've eaten up 3 hours and 5 minutes with prophecy, and unfortunately barely scratched the surface. If you read the books, you'll get a much better feel for sort of where the whole thing goes down and how significant this is. And we will have Dan back because his information is just so important. And, of course, I apologize if you were calling to get in to talk with him. But if you'd like to talk with me, we can do a stretch of open lines here in the final hour. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to talk to your guest, but there's something we could discuss. And
sure.
A couple of questions that it interested me was the Whore of Babylon in Revelation. I had always kind of figured that was going to be headed by the papacy with the basic apostate Protestant churches, and the now, as we see, unfortunately, the evangelicals have been taken over with materialism and stuff like that.
So it would seem.
And that was one question. And the other question was, he talked about the second Exodus, and I was wondering what he meant by that.
Mm. Wonderful question. Well, as far as I have been able to understand from my many interviews with Dan and reading his books as well, The second exodus is basically what he is saying is that God will be calling us out of America to the place where we, I assume, need to be, and perhaps maybe through an ancestral tie to various places like that. And I presume that would be to avoid some of the more horrific things that he talks about with this invasion of America coming, the likes of which would be difficult to comprehend, although in his book he does go into detail. And everything in the book is sourced as well, as far as different places in Scripture and where else that you can find some of these references. But it would seem to be a multi-tiered invasion of the actual homeland, not just an attack against American forces or American interests, but rather right here at home.
I see.
So it's pretty spectacular. As far as the Whore of Babylon, I don't recall exactly what he had specifically on that in his book, but I agree with you. I think that, you know, when you're looking at the Vatican and different institutions like that with huge amounts of power and pull and the corruption and the infiltration that's taken place, I think there's definitely something to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the stuff that's happening is happening now. It seems like time is speeding up and
yes,
they're coming at such a breakneck speed. You just can't keep up with it, and there's such a wealth of information, and you know, one piece is sicker than the next. And,
yes.
You know, the prophecies that, I mean, you really have to, really got to know those prophecies, because sometimes it's hard to follow the order, because, you know, they're spread out throughout the Scripture,
yes,
and so forth, and there's been so many interpretations of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a very interesting take that I heard tonight from the brother that that had, you know, done a lot of studies. And I'm always interested in aspects of what people think, because
yes,
you can always glean something from it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, I only wish we had had more time with him. Unfortunately, you know,
yeah,
these hours are difficult on anybody with a normal schedule. And,
yeah,
you know, I cannot tell you how captivating. When I first picked up his book, and this doesn't happen often, but it did happen under these circumstances, I'd gotten contacted by Dan, who's based out of Texas, and he had said, I guess he had listened to the show before, and he had sent me a letter and said if I was interested in talking with him, he would send me the book. So I said, please. So he sent me the book. I read it, and before I had even finished it, I had to call him. We had not scheduled any interview, but I said, listen, you know, I can't put this down. I have to have you on the show. So it's really a fantastic piece of work. And like I said, everything is sourced, and he explains about the passages in Scripture and what means what and how this refers to something that has already happened and this refers to something that is going to happen and so on and so forth. It's just captivating.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel this way, that the winds of doctrine here are blowing so strong. I mean, it's a hurricane,
yes,
of theological confusion, and that, of course, was prophesied in the Bible. And boy, it's sometimes you just got to get back to the basic teachings of Jesus, where it's all happening, and then
mm-hmm,
let the Spirit of God lead you, because,
amen,
boy, there's a lot of stuff coming out, man.
Yeah, there really is. And it's interesting you mentioned about the time thing speeding up. You know, I think we all feel that. I think on some level it does resonate with us. It's just sort of an awkward sort of don't have time for anything sort of mindset. And I don't care if it's a day off or of even a vacation. It just doesn't seem like there's enough time. The other thing I noticed is that I have several clocks that are atomic clocks and some that sync up automatically, you know, digital clocks that sync up every day, you know, that they're reset at the proper time exactly. The ones that are not automatically setting clocks, these ones tend to fall behind inevitably, and it doesn't matter if they've always tended to be, you know, fast moving clocks. You know, they usually were ahead. Now they're all behind, and it just grows more and more each day. So, you know, I wonder about that. I wonder about the speeding up of time. And you look at something like the tsunami that happened in Indonesia back in, I guess it was 2004. You know, something like that. They said that actually caused an additional wobble in the orbit of the Earth. You know, so we're seeing things here that I don't think can be dismissed just out of, you know, coincidence, for example.
Well, you know, so many of the physicists and all that, I think, have been so perplexed about time. And you see, science, I think, was one of the first detriments to us, because man with his own intellectual powers think, you know, so many scientists don't even believe in a creator or anything.
Yes.
And you see, they can't figure out science because they're not smart enough. Only the Lord gives it to those who, you know, who can really figure things out. And unfortunate in America, you know, we have looked so much towards the creation rather than the creator. And boy, when you do that and you miss the first two commandments, you're in a lot of trouble.
Amen, sir. Amen. That was so well said. And I think that's so relevant to our time. We spend so much time as a species patting ourselves on the back and admiring our creations and admiring our society. And of course, inevitably, being the flawed creatures that we are, inevitably trying to perfect it. And what we're seeing with the attempts to perfect our species and our society is an incredible amount of legislation here in America, genetic alterations, you know, designer babies, society that's free of everything that that could be deemed harmful in any capacity or in any amount, as well as things that could be deemed to be moralistic in nature. See, this is I'm a big opponent of censorship. I think that common sense, you know, should dictate certain things. But as a broadcaster and doing this for 14 years, you know, freedom of speech is so vital to me and so important to me. And yet now we're seeing implementation of various things, you know, such as speech that would be deemed to be, detrimental to national security, or, for example, make you an enemy of the state. You know, and now we have the non the enemy combatant designation, and there's so many things that could be turned against us because we would seek to maybe rock the boat of society for the perfect world that they're striving for. And, you know, as a result of this striving for perfection, I think they're just screwing everything up. I never would have thought that I would have seen this time, Frank, in my whole life, and yet here we are.
Well, and, you know, I feel that I felt for many, many years that when America set up its baby extermination camps, that God would extract from this country. Remember when Jesus said he hated unweighted balances? That God would extract from this country what we've taken away from him. Mm. Because he alone is the creator. When we take away procreation, then we're looking for advanced genomic advances and everything. We're just messing with something which we're not smart enough to handle.
Yeah.
It's going to catch us.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's a very, very frightening time. Unfortunately, I think that the more we try to complicate matters, or I should say the more we try to involve ourselves in various things, such as explaining away creation and whatnot, I think we miss the most simplest and obvious truths. And as you had said, sometimes you just have to get back to the core teachings of the Son of God.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly was an enjoyable listening to Dan, and I enjoyed this very much tonight to get a different take on things, because I think in America, I've noticed that some foreigners that I've known over the years, Christian Lebanese and everything, they're so much more intelligent than we are, and
yes.
American society is such a bunch of dum-dums. We think we know everything, but I'm serious when I say
yeah.
that. It's like the only capacity we have is to learn the latest hip talk of the latest fad, but everything else, history and basic mathematics and readings, we don't have the ability to decipher anything of truth anymore. It's all coming out of Hollywood or Madison Avenue.
Yes.
And this stuff, that's all we know. We're just very ignorant of world history. Foreign countries are more aware of what's going on than we are.
Yes. But without a doubt, and very, very well put there. Frank, I can't thank you enough for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
I think he's right on point here, folks. There is a definite agenda in place and a definite need to control society, to control the way we see things, the way we perceive things, the way we feel about things, the way we hear things. And it is our duty as free-thinking God-fearing American citizens, we must accept the burden that's placed on our shoulders, and we must strive for the truth in all things, always. Folks, we've got an open line hour here. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here. It is Wednesday morning, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, where you're taking calls, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Lorraine in Ohio. Lorraine, welcome to the show.
Frank.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Just had to call and thank you. You remember Lee Kroc?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, you interviewed him last week.
It was a joke, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm so out of it because I never even heard of this man.
Okay.
I have to tell you, the sickest woman that I know, okay, and I've helped a lot of people, a lot of sick people, she is no longer in pain. She went.
Fantastic.
She stayed there a couple of days.
Yeah.
She got a machine, took it home with her. She is not in pain. This girl's on, like, heavy-duty pain medicine. She had Morgellons, you know, stuff crawling out of her.
Yes.
I mean, it's the most amazing thing. I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I've seen a lot, okay? So I'm just telling people, if you did not get Lee Kroc's number and I would have one of those machines. Don't wait till you get sick.
Yes.
You need to have healthy energy flow in the body in order to be healthy. Just like you need to eat live food, just like you need to detox toxins. You can't have poison in your unit and expect it to work right. So, but that I just had to say thank you so much for that information. I cannot.
Well, Thank you very much. I'm going to try to see if we can get Leon this week as well. So,
okay.
Just for a follow-up, you know, a great opportunity for people, like you said, who maybe didn't hear from him or, you know, and your phone call
well,
would
look,
be...
I have another friend that's down there right now.
Wonderful.
And he has pancreatic cancer, and I'll tell you what, it's just, I've seen a lot of stuff, and I'm just here to tell you God is great and all-powerful. And
amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is all him, boy. I just love it. Anyway, but wait, let me switch back over.
Yes.
I have to talk about this prophecy thing, and I don't mean to be a downer because...
No, that's
okay,
fine.
But here's the deal. It's like what you were saying. I want to give you a different vision
yes.
than this vision of destruction. What happens if what Christ said on the cross is true? He
Which
said on
part?
The cross, it is finished.
Mm.
Okay. What happens if it really is finished? If the old way, going through the Hebrews... the oracle people to show you obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what the whole message was, and they were saved as a group, and Moses was the man they went through to go to God. They couldn't go directly to God, and then Aaron and the priests, okay? What happened when Christ died on the cross? Now we can go straight to him.
Right.
We don't need a priest. We don't need help to go to him. We go to him through his son, our brother, okay? Our high priest is Christ. Right? And what did Christ say he was? I am the way, the truth, and the life. These are equivalencies. Okay? One equals the other. They're all the same. It's like that a day is as a thousand years and a thousand years is a day.
Yeah.
You know, they keep saying this millennial thing and this Armageddon's coming. No, it's not coming. Armageddon happened. That's the whole point. That's what 70 AD, that's what Titus.
Ah, you're a preterist.
No, I'm not a preterist. I'm a fulfilled, I believe the Bible. I believe what he said. What did he tell Daniel? He said, seal up the book. It'll be a while. That was prophecy. What did he tell John? Don't seal the book. The time is coming, and it is now. This is what I mean. We don't believe his words.
How do you say that you're not a preterist? That's pretty much exactly what they believe, I think.
No, I think they believe some other stuff. I don't know. See, here's the thing. In Titus, it says... stay away from men who push sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mormon and Catholic and, you know, like I'm a Protestant married to a Catholic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were all raised there. But the thing is, there's only one set of truth. See, gravity, that's the truth. It doesn't matter what we think is meant. And this is the whole point. The measure of the man is, you know, what did Jesus say? Adam said, I will be as God. He ate that apple.
Right.
Whatever that red fruit was. Jesus said, your will be done unto death.
Mm.
He asked, let this cup pass. But he didn't say, you know, I'm just not going to do it. He went ahead and did it.
Right.
Okay, but it was his free will to do it. He chose to obey. And this is the only difference. There is Israel is a people. It's not a place. This whole thing that they made up there, doesn't it occur to anybody the Illuminati is just making all this stuff up? So that they can get us every time. And it's always the same thing. It's like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. They keep using the same tricks, the same ploys. And what the goal is to get men to obey other men, to obey God.
So let me just see if I can summarize what you've been saying here. In essence, what you are saying is that the Bible... is a done deal. It's like a history book rather than anything that's current events wise or things to come.
Hold on.
Okay. And as a result, because there is no second coming or any of that stuff, it's all made up.
There is a second coming. That's the whole thing. The land is us. Hear, O earth. If you look up in Hebrew and Greek what those words mean, like Adam, I'm looking in the Bible and I'm seeing Adam, A-D-A-H-M, in Proverbs, and then, you know, all these books way after Genesis, and I'm thinking, what is this? What is this Adam? Adam is earthling man. It's the man that will do as he pleases instead of going the way, one way, God's way. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on a second, Lorraine. If you don't mind, I'd like to hold you over. Okay, folks, we're going to be right back here in 3 minutes with more phone calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together because we don't know how.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. It's an open line half hour, about 26 minutes or so by my clock, here at Frankly Speaking Radio. And our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Back to Lorraine in Ohio. Lorraine, welcome and thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
So, anyway.
So what we were saying is you were kind of explaining this whole thing to me, and I think I get it. But then again, you know, I'm kind of obtuse at times.
Here's the thing. It's simpler than people think.
And yes, I agree with that.
All it is you're either toward God. You know, what is light? Light is, right? God spoke. He spoke light into the world. Let there be light, right? Now, what is darkness? It's an absence of light. It's no thing, as opposed to light, which is something. Now, he said, be fruitful and multiply, and he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So what it is we can choose to obey God and do do it his way. He made us. He knows the best way to do this life.
Mm.
And he said, we are the temple. The temple of God is within you. It's not about church buildings. It's not about going someplace. It's about being his. Mm. And the same thing with the wars. It's not about fighting externally. It's the war within. Will I obey?
Yes.
That's the battle. And so what they're doing is you got these globalists, and they do the same thing, and it's so funny. Did you know that Washington heard voices, Columbus heard voices and go to America? Basically he was hearing voices, and he thought he was on a mission for God. I was listening to this NPR, a history thing. But this is what I mean. All these machines, you know how they have, like, 1950s technology where they can beam stuff into your head?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. These are old technologies. Adam knew everything. He had all the technology. There was no Stone Age. We're not evolving and getting smarter. We're devolving and getting dumber. And they're storing away all the information. What do? Go raid the Library at Alexandria, then burn it down. What did they do in Iraq? What's the first place they went when they went over there? Library. Where did Hitler go? Eureka. The caves under France. You see what I mean? They know what they're doing, and they're dumbing us down and getting us to just grunt and watch NASCAR and drink beer and not pay attention to a damn thing. And this is what I mean. All we have to do is pick up the Bible and read it. And I know that they've messed with the versions, and they have. I mean, you could just read the preamble to the King James Bible, and the whole thing is taking all the attributes of Jesus on himself. I mean, but the whole point is you can't even hardly mess this up. If you're upright, if you understand that you shall not murder, you shall not steal. I mean, it's kind of like there was a guy that called in the radio today, and he was saying how his children, three of his sons, had been over in Iraq and the war. And the thing is that he was upset because there were no jobs here. But the thing is, just because you can't get a job doesn't mean you can go kill people in their country to take their stuff. And that's what I mean. We think we're Christians. We say we're Christians. We go to church. But we don't obey the Ten Commandments. And this is the whole point. You can't be his and not his at the same time. You
right.
can't be a murderer or a thief or a covetous. You know, we're doing everything that he said don't do.
Right.
We can do a Nineveh on this thing. We can do a Nineveh. It's going to take each one of us doing the right thing. Now, is everybody ever going to do right? No. What did Jesus say? The poor will always be with you. There's no perfection coming on the earth.
Right.
That's the whole point. The perfection comes on us, and the resurrection is us turned to God, knowing he is the one that is correct, that is right. And we're willing to yield to him. It's simply your relationship to the truth that's the measure of the man. And what we do is we just deny. We go left, right, black, white, liberals, Democrats, English, Americans. You see what I mean?
I think so. So explain to me then the role that the Bible plays, just simply as a personal guidepost.
I'm not sure what that is.
A guidepost, like a how-to book for us as individuals rather than...
Absolutely.
Okay.
It is his story. It is to teach. It's so funny because I was flipping through because I was going to read you something, and I said, no, I'm not going to start reading because then, I'll take forever. But the thing is, what it was saying was exactly that, was the Bible is there to reprove and to teach. And this is our point, my point. We don't obey what he says. For instance, with the schools, I'm in Ohio. We spend $26 billion a year. In 1997, I think it was, something like 76% of the fourth graders couldn't read on level.
Mm-hmm.
So here you have a situation where you're paying all this money. It's half the state budget for schools, and they can't even teach the children to read. But they want more money.
Right.
Meantime, they taught them how to use drugs, have sex, disrespect their parents. They're accepting authority where there is no authority, and they don't yield to the authority that is their true authority, their mothers and fathers.
Mm.
You see what I mean? We are destroying our own children. And then we wonder, well, when they grow up, how do they turn out like, all these politicians?
Yeah.
Sending our jobs out of the country. They go to college. You need knowledge, not college. They think they're smarter than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Send all the jobs out of the country. Now it's their turn to lose their jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing is, this wouldn't happen. What did Hosea? Hosea, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. In the end, we're going to have to get educated. We're going to have to decide that God is right, and then we're going to have to do it his way. It's not enough to know. You really have to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on, and it's really funny because we never had this whole notion of Jesus is coming and, you know, keep on waiting until the Darby Fellowship about 100 years ago. Do you know anything about that?
I think I know what you're referring to, but I have to disagree with that point. You're trying to tell me that this idea of a second coming is only 100 years old?
Yeah, well, about 100 years old, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
I don't think that's the case.
Well, here's the thing. Skip all that, because none of that matters.
Okay.
Here, check this out, though. Here's
okay.
The Bible, a revelation by Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his slaves the things that must in quickness take place. What did he say? Did he say a long time? Did he say 2,000 years? When he told Daniel it's going to be a long time, that was 700 years. So in quickness has got to be shorter than 700 years.
Well, that's, again, that's gauging all of that by human parameters.
Wait. Here's the point.
No. Though. Hold on a second now. So I guess the real question here is when they say God created pretty much everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, you're saying it was exactly 24 hours.
No, I'm saying that he tells us the truth.
So right. Okay.
Say,
no, hold on. You're not answering the question, though. So what I'm saying to you, though, is that what is a day to God, and how can you contextualize that into the time frame of man?
Well, what's gravity to God?
Well, here's the thing, though. Gravity probably wasn't an issue until the world was created.
Okay,
so
here's the thing.
Hold on now. What I'm saying is that if you say that he created the heavens and the earth, okay, so he did that in a day, well, it can't be created in the span of a day by human standards unless you're contextualizing the span of a day as far as the heavens itself. So
if you want to limit God...
I'm not limiting God. Okay, you're limiting him.
No, I'm not limiting him.
No,
I'm
you
saying
are,
he did
though.
What he said. I believe the Bible. I'm saying he did what he said.
Right.
But here's the cool thing. It's Revelation 22:10. He also tells me, do not seal up the words of this prophecy. Of this scroll, for the appointed time is near. Now, what does near mean? See, near and far mean things. Long and short mean things.
Mm-hmm.
Seal it up. It's going to be a while. Don't seal it up. It's near. It's now. It's even at the door. These words mean things. And so what's happening is we're deciding what we want to believe as opposed to yielding. When he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. So either he's telling us the truth or he's not.
No, it's not so black and white, unfortunately. Because
well, here, look, I am coming quickly. And
Hold on now. If we're going to have a dialogue, we have to have a back and forth here.
Sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
I get excited.
I know, and I love your passion. I think it's great. What I'm saying is, when he said it is finished, he could have been talking about anything. You don't know that.
Okay, but here's my point. He says, Revelation, and this is John, and remember John wrote this 67 and a half A.D., okay?
Right, and how do you account for the fact that John was forced to, like, eat something up because it wasn't supposed to be out?
Okay.
It was supposed to be sealed up.
Here's my point. The point is that he wrote it 67 and a half A.D., that's 3.5 years, before Titus came in with the Roman army 70 A.D.
Right.
Okay. He said, look, I am coming quickly, and the reward I give is with me to render each one as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Okay? Happy are those who wash their robes at the authority. Okay, I'm not going to keep reading because it's...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He says, I am coming quickly. It is near. It is even at the door.
Yes,
he says, don't seal the book. He says, let the wicked stay wicked and the good stay good. Now, either he meant he was coming... The apostles thought he was coming, and this is what I'm saying. He said... There will be people, he said, some of you will not sleep before you see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. That sleeping was how they described death.
Well,
his
look,
father slept.
Lorraine, I'm not disagreeing with you on these points. I think these are all excellent points. What I am saying is that there are very specific things in Revelation, okay, that are mentioned that have not yet occurred.
Well, wait, which one? Because what did Jesus say? He said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, flee. Well, what happened when Titus came in?
Hey, Jerusalem's still there.
Wait, that's not fair.
No, you asked me which ones, and then you started off on another issue.
No, but here's the thing. Jerusalem was destroyed. You do know Jerusalem was leveled,
yes,
right?
I do.
Okay, so why does that
not
count?
It's there.
No,
okay,
no, no.
It's there today.
Listen,
but what I'm saying, hold on.
It's there, but it was leveled.
But it's still there now.
He said there will not be one stone that is not thrown down.
Okay. But
and that's exactly what happens.
And see, Lorraine, I understand that. But again, I wasn't specifically talking about that. I said that you make some good points, but only points that support your argument, as
no,
inevitably.
No, but that's not a matter of an argument. I'm just telling you. No.
Listen, Lorraine, I understand that. But what I'm saying is there are very specific things in Revelation that have not been accounted for
And you said one, and that was the Jerusalem, and I said.
No. You said that, and I responded.
I'm sorry.
When you said go ahead, then I started, and then you just interrupted and started talking.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. What I'm saying, though, how do you account for the mark of the beast? In 70 A.D.
Okay, but here's the point.
No. You're not answering the question. You're skewing us. Hold on. No, hold on. Lorraine, you're taking us down a new road. Okay, let me get these out. Okay? The mark of the beast, the 144,000,
right.
The great earthquake,
right.
the entire planet's water supply, a fourth of it turning to blood, I think it is, or maybe it's a third of it. How do you account for all those things? They didn't occur in 70 A.D.
Okay, but wait, this is why I was saying, if you look at the Greek and the Hebrew words and what's being used, earth, that is us, earthquake, it's the shake, it's the change, it's what rocks your world and turns you upside down from your way down the dark, the abyss is bottomless as long as you keep going away from him, to his way, and it changes your life, and it you are lifted up. That's how you get to heaven. But the mark is in your forehead and your right hand. What is your right hand? That's what you do every day. Paul said, if a man does not work, nor shall he eat. That right hand, when you look at Job, the 10 kings, the 10 fingers on his hand, this is what I mean. Your right hand and your head, what do you do with your right hand? You do whatever your head says. If it's kill a baby, you pick up your right hand and you stab that baby. You see what I'm saying? If it's cook food for the homeless, or you see what I'm saying? You can do, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Be constructive and productive. That is his way. That's the only way. To be destructive is not his way.
You're still discounting that the mark of the beast is required to buy and sell. Okay, and what you're saying here is that the mark of the beast is what you do with your hands. So what you're saying is, regardless, by your own statement there, what you do with your own hands, regardless, even if it's something good in order to eat, is the mark of the beast. You're saying that the mark of the beast is present in all, and that's different.
The mark is your heart. Which way are you going? And that's what the mark is.
No, that's not what you said.
What the globalists do is copy it.
That's not what you said, though. What you said is it's what you do, or what your mind tells your hands to do.
No. What do you
that's
do?
That's what you said.
That's the whole point is you do what you want to do. You have free will. You have choice.
I don't believe in free will, so we're already at odds on that one.
Well, I mean, what did Jesus say? He said, your will be done. He didn't want to, but he did it. He said, take this cup from me if you can. I mean,
sure.
Who wants to go through this? Okay?
That's not
but
a proof of free will.
He was willing to obey.
That's not proof of free will, though. I'll give you an example. Here's a quick... an easy way to disprove free will, and it's been, I would say this, do you think that that all people are saved, or do you think that you have to choose to be saved?
Well, everybody makes their choice.
So what you're saying is you have to choose to be saved.
No.
Well, answer the question.
To know that God is God and to yield and to accept his son who saves you.
Okay, but what you're saying here is that you're not saved unless you choose. So that means that Jesus did 99.999% of
the work. The Holy Spirit, the truth either calls you or it doesn't. For some people...
I didn't say anything about truth. I said saved.
Right, but what saves you? You are saved by grace through faith in Christ. What is Christ? I am the way, the life, and the truth. These are all equivalencies. It's like this 1,000-year thing. 1,000 years is a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. 1 equals 1,000, 1,000 equals 1. That's infinity. That's not a set of 1,000 years for this and 1,000 years for that, and then we'll have 1,000 years. And the whole saving, it's individual. Each one comes to Christ at his own time. It's not the group moving in.
Well, hold on a second. Let's jump back in. What you've said here now is that Jesus didn't save anybody. He offered it up to people and left it for them to make the choice.
Jesus saved us all.
What you just said, you got to come to him.
To go. No, everybody's
that's what
not
you said.
To go.
That's everybody's... what you said.
What did I say?
You said that we all have to come to him.
No, you're
saying that we're saving ourselves.
No.
So Jesus died for nothing. We save ourselves. What did he do?
See, but here's my question. You can tell I love the Lord, can't you?
Yes, I can,
okay,
and I love that.
Here's my question for
you. Okay.
I'm just trying... trying to get you to respect the words of the Bible. I don't write any of this
stuff.
Oh,
no, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on now.
I do respect the word, and I've done extensive... I mean the plural you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 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 oh, totally.
Because we as a nation, mm-hmm. we're not obeying God, and you
I agree.
Know it, okay?
Yes.
We're whoring, we're lying, we're stealing, we're dying.
Yes.
And all I'm saying is that each man, if he chooses mm-hmm. to come to Christ, I chose to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
I fell down on my knees.
God didn't move on you to do that?
Of course he did. The
well, then you didn't choose anything. Then you didn't choose anything.
My whole point is, okay, but I chose to pick up this Bible. Okay,
no,
I
you
was
didn't.
36 years old. Okay, look at pain. My mother's dying. And so I finally look at this book. And I'm thinking, how did I get this old and never know this was here? You know, and this is what I'm saying. This is what we're taking from our children when we put them into
yeah.
schools. That'll never let them see a Bible, but you can see female genitalia at 6 years old.
Well,
this is what they force on the children.
Here's the even creepier thing, Lorraine, and let me hold you over here. You actually see female genitalia when you're born. Horror of horrors. Hold on a second. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. And you know what I love about this job? It's being able to interact with you guys. And the one thing I want to stress here at this point, as we are in the middle of a phone call, is that I love to be able to chat with you guys, and I love to agree to disagree. We don't all have to see things the same way, through the same eyes, hear them the same way, through the same ears. We go where we are led individually, where God leads us, and you're all entitled to 100% completely and totally think I'm insane on a regular basis, and if you do so, I applaud you wholeheartedly. Now, Lorraine, you and I have agreed to disagree, I believe, and I think this is a very enjoyable conversation on this end, and I'm what can I say? I like it. I love your passion.
Well, thank you.
It's true.
You know what I would say? I would say to read Hebrews 8,
mm-hmm.
because if you look at Hebrews 8, and this is the whole thing, you know, we count time since Jesus died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big turn there? See, and there is a big turn, and I'm just going to read this real quick. It's
quickly.
Just Hebrews. Look, there are days coming, says God, and I will conclude with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah a new covenant, not according to the covenant that I made with their forefathers in day of my taking hold of their hand and bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, so that I stopped caring for them, says God. In his saying a new covenant, he has made the former one obsolete. Now that which is made obsolete is growing old and near to vanishing away. And then I'm going to skip to Hebrews 8:9. This very tent, because they're talking about the tent of Christ, this very tent is an illustration for the appointed time that is now here, in keeping with it both gifts and sacrifices offered. They were legal requirements pertaining to the flesh and imposed until the appointed time to set things straight. When Christ came as a high priest of good things to come through a greater and more perfect tent, not made with human hands, not of this creation, he entered in, not through the blood of goats and young bulls, but with his own blood, once and for all time, into the holy place, and found an everlasting ransoming. And this is the whole point. Everything changed when Christ died on the cross.
Right.
Now it's us coming to God through his Son. He is light. He is truth. He is the way. He's the only way that we can make this work. When Nineveh was saved, they were saved because they turned back to his way. That's the only point I'm making. We can believe what we want to believe,
mm-hmm.
but there's fruit, consequence to our action.
Yes.
And if we keep digging the hole, baby, that pit is bottomless. So
Amen.
We don't want to go into Iran. We don't want to let them be pushing this Armageddon, coming Armageddon. Because what we expect is a big chunk of what we get.
Yeah.
Our expectation is supposed to be in Christ.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And,
yeah,
and Lorraine,
so we're lighten it up.
We are out of time, my friend, but
thank
I really
you. I love your show.
Well, thank you. I love that you're willing to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care, guys.
All right, you too. Folks, that's going to do it here for this evening, but if you didn't get in, I apologize. By all means, take advantage of the 4 hours that we have every single evening here on Republic Broadcasting Network and be a part of the show. It's very easy to do. Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow evening, or I guess later tonight, in about 20 hours is what it is, for more Frankly Speaking Radio. We'll see you then. Have a great day.